Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boss.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Maybe I'm enriching your life. Good evening, dear listener. Hi, welcome to the show. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. Here's my advice. I don't want to say it in front of her, right? Go on to Amazon, go and treat yourself to some Nerina Palo albums, because here's the thing, the earlier stuff you can get for pennies. You can get for literally pennies.
Fires, Year of the Wolf.
Oh, those are the two. Fires and Year of the Wolf.
But Stay Lucky was brilliant as well.
Year of the Wolf is kind of... you're absolutely right. But Year of the Wolf is kind of like a sort of nod to sort of 60s girl groups produced by Bernard Butler. Fires is just like, oh, jeez. Oh, God, could these songs and could that voice get any more perfect? You know, it's just... But all of her albums are great, great, great. Honestly, I wouldn't do the hard sell in front of her because she was embarrassed when we played one of her songs. Of course, because she's a good, humble human being. But seriously, go on Amazon. You can buy them for pennies and it will enrich your life. I got turned on to her by Clive Bull. I think I've told this before. When I was at LBC, Clive Bull kept banging on about this album. It just kept going on about this album to the point where I thought, oh, do you know what? I'm going to have to get this and have a listen to it. And it was Nerina, and it was stunning. Blew me away. She is brilliant. And the fact that she kind of got in touch with us and said, I'm not plugging anything, but could I come on the show? She's painted me a picture.
Here's how I discovered her. My first job in radio was in a commercial radio station in Peterborough, and there was a box of CDs. You know, you used to get sent actual CDs.
Yeah,
that's what the DJs used to play. And it was one of the great joys of working at that place that, you know, once they'd sort of come in and gone through them, you used to get multiple copies. You could take them home.
Yeah.
And I found hers, and I was just like, this looks like my sort of thing. And boy, was it. It was great.
That's how I got into Imani when I was doing FM 103 Horizon. Milton Keynes Horizon, home of the hits. And they had a room that when the boss was not in the building, you weren't allowed to, but you could go in the room, and as long as you didn't take too many, you could just take a few CDs. And I saw the Imani CD. I went, oh, this looks interesting. Boom, one of the best steals ever done in my life. And a couple of people on the Facebook page going, who are these guests Ian's had in? We've not heard. Here's the thing, right? Why don't you just trust us with the guests? Just trust us with the guests. We only get people in that we know are brilliant. That's the whole philosophy of the show. We only get people in that we know are brilliant, that either are big stars, in the case of Nerina, or... they should be big stars, but for some reason the stars haven't aligned, something hasn't happened, but you should definitely check them out.
They're always hugely talented, right?
Yeah.
And they're always worth a bit of time just to have a look.
We never get filler guests. Never.
No.
Never get. I did it once when I was at Absolute. Well, years ago, we were given this American comedian who we were told was big and was great, and he wasn't. He was a dick, and he was rude, and he was on his phone the whole time. And I was with Eloise, and I just said to her, I ain't never going to get a guest in just because they've been offered to us. I'm only going to get people in that we like. And we get people that we love, and we get people that we know are going to enrich your lives if you're prepared to go and do a little bit digging, a little bit of digging after they've been in. That's all you got to do. We give them to you. You just got to go and do a little bit of work. Go on to Amazon. Go and buy a couple of Nerina's albums for pennies. And thank us later. Thank us later. I'm going to sneeze.
Good evening.
Shut up.
Oh, gosh. Bless you.
I told you. You didn't believe me. You didn't think I was going to sneeze. And I sneezed.
I proved you wrong in a game, Barney. It's a game, blah, 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 blah.
Good evening, Manny.
Hey, Manny.
Good evening. How are you?
That's none of your business.
I think she had a beautiful voice, didn't she?
Yeah, oh, she's great, man. Honestly, she's some Down singer, some songwriter, some pianist. She's the whole package, you know. She's brilliant. Absolutely very brilliant.
Very polite, humble.
She was very polite, and you don't get that enough in pop stars these days and singers.
No,
manners. Manners maketh the manny, as we've established.
Think the fingers up to you, don't I?
Yeah. The what? Huh? I'm wearing new trousers today.
Very nice.
And a new shirt.
I had to change my tights before I came into work.
Dirty.
Did you?
Yeah, do you know why? I went round to Ian's, and no, not that. I was playing with his kittens, and they were slashing at my legs.
Kittens.
I was playing with his kittens, and that is not you.
Don't say kittens as though that's a rude word. There's nothing that kittens could not mean anything sexual unless you are the highest of high perverts.
And yet, puppies do.
Puppies, yeah, they do, don't they? Okay, here we go. Hang on a minute, man. You got a phone. Shut up. We've got a phone in, right? Animals that are rude. Rude. Oh, this is great. Anna, give me a pen.
Give me a pen. Where's a pen?
Here.
Yeah, thank you. Jeez.
Animals.
Animal euphemisms.
That are rude is better. Animals that are rude is better.
Okay, if you say so.
I tell you what, get a bit of paper. We'll do two phone-ins and see which is the most popular. 03444991000. My phone-in, animals that are rude, for example, puppies.
Beaver.
Thank you. And Catherine's?
Animal euphemisms. That's the same thing, but in two words rather than how many?
03444991000. You phone up and you say, I want to do animals that are rude or animal euphemisms, and we'll see who gets the biggest list.
We'll see who's read more books.
Okay. Yes, Manny, what can we do? You, every time you come on, we have an argument, Manny.
you know when you was in the jungle, who have you kept in touch with?
I've kept in touch with Jenny from Coronation Street, plays Fizz. I've kept in touch with her husband a lot, actually. I text her husband, Chris, a lot because he's a nice man. But I think they're coming down to London at some point in February, and I think we're going to meet up for a little drinky booze. And I keep in touch with Shappy. I saw Shappy maybe 6 weeks ago, and I text her from time to time. Kez, I text infrequently, and that's it. Everyone else can go and take a running leap.
What's his name? Pretty friendly with you, wasn't he? Amir Khan.
I was friendly until I found out he was a backstabbing thicko.
You should know that about. I ain't gonna say nothing.
I found out he's a backstabbing thicko, and also he was actually quite mean to me in there to my face. He's one of those kids.
He's a glass chin, isn't he?
Sorry.
He's got a glass chin.
He's got a glass chin, apparently. So he's one of those kids who, just when they get bored, they just start picking on the weak one in the group.
Well, the way I saw it was, he's one of those kids who goes with the path of least resistance, whatever's easiest for him, right? So he went along with the...
he's lucky I didn't punch him.
He went along with the other blokes because he thought that they were the winners, right?
He was incorrect.
But actually, incorrect data.
I was the winner.
And when he was niggling at you, it was to try and win favour with them to show that he was on their
Basically,
side.
I could have beaten all those men up in there. And I did, and they didn't show it. They had to cut it out for legal reasons.
You could have blown on his chin, and he would have been knocked out.
Okay, I get the boxing. Phone call from Florida. It's not Amir Khan, is it?
Doubt it.
Is he with his wife at the moment, or have they split up again? I mean, that's back and forth and forth.
They can split up, and they can get together in a couple of minutes.
I apologise. That was below that. Manny, is there a point to this call, or do you just want to reminisce about my fabulous career?
I just wanted to say about a young lady. You know, she was nice and humble, beautiful voice.
Yeah, she's a great voice. Go and buy a CD of hers.
I will. I'll tell my kids to sort of get it out.
I tell you. All right. Thanks, Manny. Bye.
Bye.
I'll tell you in a bit.
Oh.
I had a good cry today. Do you know why? Not a good cry, a little weep. Right. And do you know why I had a little weep? I've got a new album. Right. It's not the greatest album, actually, that this act has ever done. But a little weep at the new Divine Comedy live album. And do you know why I wept? I was grateful. I was grateful that I'm alive while Neil Hannon is still doing concerts and making records. I was grateful because they're flipping ace, the Divine Comedy. Neil Hannon is out of this world. And it's quite a nice live album. But I was just, a little tear rolled down my cheek because I was grateful for the Divine Comedy because they're brilliant. Neil Hannon is brilliant. I think one of the shows, I think the show that we saw in Manchester is represented on this. It's live in Europe, but I think one of the Manchester shows is.
That was one of the best gigs,
yeah.
Best venues I've ever been to.
It was great. Yeah, it was great. Anyway, I'm grateful that Neil Hannon exists. Love you, Neil. Thank you for the music. Good evening, Will.
Hello. Animals.
Now, animals that are rude or whatever Kath's was.
Animal euphemisms.
I don't understand the difference.
No, you just got to
pick
one.
There isn't a difference.
Which one would you like to do? Animals that are rude or whatever Kath's was.
Don't make me choose, guys. I don't want to be put in the middle of your...
Do you love best, mummy or daddy?
Catherine, that's not the game.
It totally is.
And that is out of order. That is not the game. The game is, which is the best phone-in?
If we both call Will, who does he run to?
Animals. All right, Will.
Hey, Will.
Will.
Hey, Will.
Come on, Will.
Come on, Will.
Come on, Will.
Come
on, Will.
Beautiful boy.
Come on, Will.
Who's a good boy?
Come on, Will. Okay. Cat's one.
Yes!
Oh, I feel terrible.
Have a biscuit.
We seem to have lost in there. I'm not quite sure.
Oh, that's tight.
No, I'm not sure. It wasn't my fault. It was a technical thing. I don't know what happened. Valerie, in Florida, United States of America. Stay there because we have to go to the news because this country's falling apart. And sorry, well, I don't know what happened there. It wasn't our fault. I think your phone battery probably
You're
died.
You're such a bad loser.
Not at all. Not at all, mate. Oh. Not at all. But when we come back for the news, we're going to go to Florida. We're going to speak to Valerie. And it's going to be awesome. What says Ian? I must apologise for my text the other night. I was trying to be witty about your taste in music. Okay, Jamie, I've no idea what that refers to, but thanks so much indeed. It's appreciated. Apologies are always appreciated. Phone up and say you're sorry for stuff, guys. Let's be big about it. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, the Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle, some weeknights from 10.
The radio show where the owls are not what they seem.
Do you or have you ever watched Twin Peaks?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
You could be dreaming and meeting each other in our dreams.
On Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Excuse me.
Oh, Dad.
Hello, I'm Martin Kellner.
And I'm his daughter, Ruthie.
We do a podcast. It's called Ruthie, Me and My Dad.
In which I tell him how he's wrong about most things.
And I explain to her who the Bee Gees were. It's on Acast and Apple Podcasts.
And all your favourite podcast providers.
It's a unique generation gap conversation between a baby boomer dad
and his Generation Z daughter.
That's Ruthie, Me and My Dad. Brand new episodes every Thursday.
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
Divine Comedy, a tear came down my cheek today as I just thought, God bless the Divine Comedy. God bless Neil Hannon. Aren't we lucky to live in a world where he is still pumping out records and still doing tours? You ever get the chance, go and see him live, man. Loose Cannon is called. It's a pun.
Oh.
Isn't it? Canon.
Because canon
is
like the collection of
there we go,
work.
There you go, you see. Well done. 0344.
Thanks. I live for your approval.
I could tell you things, but I think it's better for you.
That I already know most of them, yeah.
If you work them out, okay.
Don't need to work it out.
0344-499-1000 is the telephone number. We call you back, which is important because it means you can call us from anywhere in the world, which is what Valerie has done. Good evening, Valerie.
Good evening. How are you this evening?
Valerie, I'm on top of the world. You're in Florida, are you?
Yes, sir, I am. I just wanted to give you guys a big old wave your way, and I wanted to say hello to my husband, John. You've spoken with him before about his book he has published, The King of Poetry from the Ancient Shores of Ireland.
Now, Valerie, hang on a second, because you're breaking up ever so slightly, and I want to get this. We read extracts from your husband's book, didn't we?
Yes, you purchased it and you guys discussed it, you read part of it, and he wanted to let you know he has another book coming up in a few months ready to be published, and it's called The Chronicles of the Wizard of Avalon, and when it's ready, he would love to give you a call.
Dude, The Chronicles of the Wizard of Avalon, because the line isn't the greatest thing. Valerie, this is fantastic. I remember this. We found this, and he am I right that he publishes these himself online?
Yes, he uses a company called Page Publishers, and they're in Staten Island, New York.
Yeah.
And this is his second one. And he thought it was great to discuss it with you and let everybody know about it.
Man alive. Okay, well, this is great. We love this. I remember I bought this book online, and we read some extracts from it, and we spoke to your husband, and it was a joy. And we on this show, Valerie, we celebrate creativity, and we have big stars on, and we have small people on that haven't been discovered yet, but still have something to say, because we know how difficult it can be for your voice to be heard. When is the new book coming out, Valerie?
Probably within the next 3 to 6 months. So as soon as it's available, he'll give you a call and he'll let you know. It'll be on all the same websites as the other one, Kindle.com. All that.
I'm gonna pray, Valerie, that before that happens, either you get a new phone or we get a phone line that works, because we can hear you, but it's not the greatest. But yeah, listen, when the book comes out, get him to get in touch. Here's my guarantee: I'm buying a copy. I'm buying a copy of your husband's book because I bought the last one, and I'm more than happy to send a few dollars your way. So next time when it comes out, Valerie, give us a call. We will order that. We will pay for the book live on the show. And we'll have a chat about it, and maybe we'll read some bits out and see if we can sell you a few copies. How about that?
That would be wonderful. And you all have a wonderful day. Well, actually, evening on your end.
What's the old man complaining about now? What's he moaning about? Listen, Valerie, I'm talking to you. I'm not talking to that loser.
I think he was wishing you a Happy New Year.
Oh,
so be gracious.
Oh, in that case, a Happy New Year to you, sir. Hey, listen, it's so nice to talk to you, Valerie. Thank you. And we will speak to you both very, very soon.
Okay.
Well, wonderful. Thank you very much. And take care, everybody.
I hope you had a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Have you been drinking?
Not yet.
Well, get a few down you. It sounds like you need it. And the same to you, my friends. And we will speak very, very soon. Thank you so much for the call.
All right. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. I remember nothing. I remember that. What nice people. What a lovely bit. I can't remember how we discovered the book. Did they phone us up? How did we discover their book? We did discover it, and I bought it. I don't buy online, you know, digital books very often. How did we I think they phoned us. Did they, Sam? They did. They phoned us, didn't they? To say, I've got a book out. And I thought, well, that's got to be worth a few quid. It's taking the balls to phone up a radio station. Could have got Matthew Wright or Julia Hartley Brewer. Can you imagine? That was lovely. I'm not buying everyone's book, by the way. I can't afford it. I'm skint at the moment.
He spent a fortune on my chat. It's Fate. And I should be getting a new one soon, shouldn't
I? Mate. I hope so. Let's cast some runes and find out. So far, animals that are rude. We've got puppies. We've got beaver. We've got snake.
God. Maggot.
We've got ponies.
Oh, yeah, you feed those.
You feed the pony. The pony is the clitoris. The vagina?
I think just the whole area.
The whole downstairs ladies' area, the pony. Oh, pussy. Let's get that one out while we can. Pussy. So we've got puppies, beaver, snake, pony, pussy.
Ferret?
No.
I mean, it just sounds rude, though, doesn't it?
Is this...
Oh! The monkey.
What's that?
Get spanked.
Oh, spank the monkey. Choke the chicken.
Here we go.
Is there an animal called the snatch?
No.
Is there not?
No.
Okay. All right. Okay. This is great. This is great. This is the best fighting we've ever done. And none of you have got the brains or the
balls. It's just me and you playing it.
No one's got... These guys haven't got the brains or the balls to phone in. And also, we may not be transmitting this show online. Someone messaged me and said, you know the show, we can't listen to you online. Oops. So we've got puppies, beaver, snake, pony, pussy, monkey, chicken. The cod? Is the cod?
No.
Cod isn't a thing. Okay, well, that's a good... That's a good... And this is what we're going to call it. The horny zoo. Or the petting zoo? No.
The heavy petting zoo.
The heavy petting zoo. There we go. The heavy petting zoo. This is great. This is great. These are ideas.
I'm sure we're missing something obvious.
0344 499 1000 if you guys want to take part. You're very welcome. Puppies, beaver, snake, pony, pussy, monkey, chicken. Just think, half an hour ago, we said goodbye to one of Britain's greatest singer-songwriters.
Yeah.
Now we're playing this.
Well, I'm sure she would have had a few...
I wish she'd have gone earlier, because I wanted to get into this as quickly as we could. The radio show where the
owls are not what they seem. Do you or have you ever watched Twin Peaks?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
We could be dreaming and meeting each other in our dreams.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.